with Mr. Graham.
Right. So you're talking about a surplus store.
Yes.
What was that?
Well, it was Army surplus from World War II, principally.
Really?
Yeah.
So what kinds of things would you have been selling?
I don't know what they sold. Mm-hmm. And then it was Lucky Trice had a shoe shine parlor there. Mm-hmm. And then it went back into a surplus store.
I'm very curious about Lucky Trice's shoe shine parlor. Can you talk to me a little bit about it?
Well, Lucky and I were the best friends. In fact, I used to go pheasant hunting with him quite often. But he had Harry Patras was a Greek guy, which actually shine shoes.
So he had someone shining the shoes?
Yeah.
From Greece?
Well, he was from Greece as a kid.
Uh-huh. How many stations would he have in there for shoe shine?
Oh, he had probably 6 or 8 cushions.
Do you remember what kind of shoe shine he used?
No. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay that much attention.
Mm-hmm. So was Lucky shining the shoes too, or was he mad?
Yes, he would shine shoes too.
So when you walked in the door, how much would it cost to get shoe shine?
I don't know.
So when they were selling the surplus clothing, I imagine with boots or
the what?
When they had the surplus shop before Lucky came in with the shoe shine.
Yes.
Were people buying surplus things from the war?
Oh, the camping things. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a surplus shop again, you said, and what that was that also Army surplus?
Mainly.
Uh-huh. And what was across the street from you?
Payless drugstore.
Oh, so you had a drugstore right across from your drugstore?
Yeah.
Huh. How did that work?
I didn't pay any attention to
you were too busy.
Yep.
Now, when you were working as a pharmacist, did you keep track of the football team?
Oh, yes. I used to announce all the games on the radio.
Oh, you did?
Basketball and football for the high school, college.
Uh-huh.
Ken Lillard.
What radio station was that?
KLBM.
Uh-huh. How did you get involved with doing that?
I don't know. It just happened.
Uh-huh.
I was on the public address system for that.
Did you start doing that as soon as you got home from the war?
Almost. Started. I did it for 20 years.
Wow. And how has that changed from, I know that still a public address system, is it pretty much the same now, or did you have to do some things that were differently early on?
It's the same.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy doing it?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I got in to see all the games.
Did you travel with them as well?
No. I did once to Mountain Freewater.
So people probably knew you very well from all over. Were you ever on the city council or involved at all in city government or politics? Or?
Not in the city. I was president of the Chamber of Commerce. And the president of the retail merchant.
Scottish
lady.
A Scottish lady, huh? From Scotland?
Yes.
Wow. And so, how did she start having a tree nursery in town?
I don't know how she started.
I'm just gonna, I was just curious about where she got her trees and how, do you know anything about that? Or?
No.
Was it a big place? I mean, it would have to be
big. No, it was. It was, now it's all grown over, 11th and J.
In the late 60s, early 70s?
Yes.
Uh-huh. In all of the pharmacies around town? Or?
Around here. Mm-hmm. Baker and Elgin, principally.
What does the state board do? What are their jobs?
Well, then it was to regulate pharmacy and to, you'd be surprised what some of the pharmacists will do for money.
For instance?
Well, we caught one guy that was, had a quarter horse ranch up in Seattle or in Washington, and that pharmacy, that air conditioning is not working. It's cool.
Working for the state board during the time that you were retired.
And I was also a consultant to the nursing homes.
Oh. In the area?
In Pendleton and Baker.
Uh-huh. So you were talking about some guy with had a quarter horse? What did
farm
he
up in. And he was selling narcotics.
Oh, no.
For raised prices, of course, illegally, and supporting a quarter house, quarter horse. We had all kinds of trouble.
Not in La Grande, did you?
No.
That's good. Or in Union County?
I wouldn't tell you about it.
I don't think you want to tell me about it, but yeah. So you regulate, make sure that everything's on the up and up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to talk about in terms of how pharmacies may be different now than when you were?
Completely different. The computer has changed everything.
Think that pharmacies are as good as they were when you were working?
I don't think they're as reliable. As professional, I should say, because of the technicians. Technicians basically fill the prescription, and they've had and the pharmacist checks them. But is that true all the time?
So when you were working, you filled the prescription.
Yes.
And the technicians didn't.
We didn't have technicians.
That's right. You just had pharmacists.
Yeah.
But now they have technicians.
Yeah. And the generic drug market has changed the whole situation. You used to know what a pill was by the shape and the color. Now there's no recognition at all of the shape and color. So
it's easier to get mixed up, right?
You bet. I would think so.
But that didn't happen when you were doing it.
No. Because we didn't have generics then. They were just coming in. And I quit. Had to quit.
Well, I bet the
tell me so.